Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and you can hang up your mobile and talk to me from your landline, okay?
Okay.
All right, okay. I can see in my system, ma'am, the security which I was trying to activate, it is activated, all right?
Yeah.
Actually, the thing is that, ma'am, we are going to activate the three different level of the security right now. Mm-hmm. This first level of the security which can help you to protect your IP address from the hacker. And the second level of the security which can help you to protect your computer from the hacker. And the third level of the security which can help you to protect your entire system. Entire system means some like your mobile phone, your router, yeah, your iPad, your computer, whatever the device you have. Because you know what, ma'am, we don't want to take any more risks. That is the reason we are providing you complete security, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me ask you, ma'am, apart from you, is there anyone else who also use the same internet, ma'am?
No, only when my daughters or someone comes and they want to use it, but that's very seldom.
Only your daughter. Okay. Let me tell you, ma'am, once we are going to activate a security into your information, it will automatically get update into your other, like, user's information, like your family, like your husband, your daughter, your son, because all of them are using with the same internet, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Let me make a report, all right? Hold on, ma'am. Let me make a report. Your landline number is 0269-624-020, right, ma'am?
That's right.
And I'm speaking to Mrs. Knight.
Yes, yes.
Your full name, ma'am? Your full name?
Dulce.
Dulce, D-A-L-P-H-E?
D-U-L-C-I-A.
Dulce, and you have any middle name?
May, M-I-Y.
Dulce May Knight, and you lived in 9 Evatt Street, Prescott, New South Wales, right?
That's right, yes.
You're one of our registered customers. You're using our services for a very, very long time.
We have been, yes.
Yes. And before that, ma'am, have you faced this problem earlier, before today?
We had little troubles. I just turned the computer on often and it sort of comes back again. But like I said, I don't use the internet very much, so I don't notice problems.
You don't notice? Okay.
I use Microsoft Word and what's the other one?
Google Chrome?
Excel. Yeah, they work alright.
Oh, Excel, okay, alright.
Yeah.
And your postal code is 2680, right, ma'am?
That's right, yes.
Okay, alright. Successfully make a report. And I forgot to ask you about the date of birth. Confirm your date of birth, please.
Yeah, 31st of the 7th, 42.
31st of July, 1942, right?
42, yes.
Over the phone, you sound extremely young. I thought you were in your 50s or maybe 60s.
Well, there you go.
God bless you. Alright, I have successfully made a report and I send them this report to our high department, to NCA, National Crime Authority, alright? Because you know what, ma'am, like nowadays in our country, our team NCA, have you heard anything about NCA?
No.
NCA means, ma'am, National Crime Authority.
Oh, right? Yes.
Nowadays in our country, like, as you know very well, there is so many scam going on, so many hacking things going on. So our National Crime Authority, they are taking care of it, ma'am. In our country, they are the cyber crime experts. All right.
Yes.
Okay. And I send this report to them. Once I will get any information, ma'am, I will let you know. And you can tell me first, ma'am, still the graph is moving or it is not moving?
It's still moving.
Still moving. Lovely. All right. Let me tell you, ma'am, by the help of this graph, also we are boosting up the speed of your internet. Actually, the thing is that, ma'am, the internet speed which you are supposed to get, you are not getting that much of a speed. So we are boosting up the speed of your internet as well, so that in future, if you will use your internet line, your internet will work like a rocket. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's good.
You can do one thing, ma'am. You can minimize this activity monitor. Let me check some more thing. Minimize this activity monitor, please.
Yes.
Yeah, minimize this, ma'am.
Yeah, done it.
Done. And you need to open your terminal box, which you have already minimized. Open the terminal box.
Okay.
Yes. Which you have already minimized. All right, terminal. White one, ma'am, all right?
Yeah, it's white. So I've got activity monitor.
No. You're beside that, ma'am. Beside that.
Yeah, it's just got my name.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, there.
Mm. Yeah, all right. Now, could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen? I'm going to give you some security ID and you can make a note of it, please.
Yeah, I'm right. Mm.
Right now, ma'am, I can see in my system the first level of the security successfully activated. So I'm going to give you a first level security name. You can write it down. First level security name.
Mm-hmm.
And the name would be anti-hacking software. Anti-hacking software, okay?
Yeah.
And below that, write down the password of it, ma'am. Security password or security code.
Mine.
Yeah, this is...
You're going to give me one.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to you. You can write down the password. K for kilo in capital letter.
Okay, yeah.
L for Lima.
Yeah.
M for mother.
Yes.
9512. Yeah, then GB, G for golf, B for Bravo, in capital.
B letters, yes. G.
B for Bravo.
B, yes.
Double three.
Three.
Yeah, could you please confirm me, ma'am, what you have right?
Yes. KLM952.
No, 12. 9512.
9512.
Yes.
Oh, that again. KLM9512. GB333.
Double three, not triple three, okay? Double three.
Double three, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So, congratulations, ma'am. The first level of the security successfully activated. So, this is a very good sign, ma'am. All of the, foreign IP addresses are blocking one by one. All right.
Mm-hmm.
If in future, if the hacker wants to get active into your IP address, our, firewall is going to block the hacker so that they're not... unable, they are not going to use your IP address anymore, okay? And also, ma'am, just because you are using an email in this computer, so also I can see your email is successfully secured right now. All of the hacker, because we have found three hackers are inside it, so all of the hacker will block from your email account as well, okay? So congratulations, ma'am. Now, apart from that, you told me you do online banking. So right now, some of the security is not working. You can do one thing. We are securing it, but the security is not activating. You need to protect your password. You need to type over there in the white box. I want to protect my type in the white window. I want to protect my...
Yes.
Online banking.
Yes.
Password, ma'am, because you do online banking. So, and after password, you need to leave a space. After password, leave a space.
Yes.
And you don't need to put your ID number because that is a confidential thing. You need to put the password, ma'am. When you log in into your banking, you put the password, right?
Password I use from the banking.
Yes. Don't tell me, do it from your side. Yes.
Yeah, just do it there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, do it from your side. Don't tell me, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And make sure, ma'am, the password should be case sensitive, uppercase, lowercase matter.
Yeah, I've done it. Done.
Yes. Put in the same way, alright? How you normally use?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, make sure don't make it wrong. And once you're done, ma'am, then you can press enter after that, okay?
Press enter?
Yeah, check the password first. Is it correct, ma'am? Once it is correct, then you can press enter.
Yes, sure.
It's right, then press enter. And after that, you can minimize or close this white screen, ma'am. Close it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, done.
And you need to open the activity monitor, which you have already minimized. Activity monitor. Which you minimized.
Yes. Yes, that's it. It's still moving.
It's still moving. All right. If you don't mind, ma'am, can I ask you how far is your bank is from you, your branch?
3K. Not two. Yes.
My two kilometers?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, because I have a good news for you. Just now, I have received an email from our higher department, from NCA. Actually, ma'am, I have sent all the reports to our NCA department, but I got an email from them that we are succeed to trace the hackers who is using your internet LAN. Actually, ma'am, from last couple of days, our team, National Crime Authority, they was trying to trace those man who is using your internet line. Now, I got an email from them that we are succeed to press him, and also we got the picture of the hacker as well.
So, oh, really?
Yes, yes. So, what I will do for now, I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker. You just need to recognize him, whether you know that man or not. Because I don't know him. Might be you know him, like the, might be he's your friend, or he's your family member, or might be he's your neighbor. I don't know. You need to recognize him. You can do one thing. You can minimize this activity monitor. Minimize it.
Minimize it, yeah.
And open your Google Chrome, ma'am. Google Chrome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you see on your screen right now?
Just security warning.
Yeah, click on I'm aware of this risk, then click on accept. Yeah. And after that, what do you see?
Accept, and it's got the number up the top, and 8.
Yeah, click on accept. Click on accept.
Yeah.
And after that, you will get an option over there. Permission, you can click on permissions. And then click on control my device.
Control my device, keyboard and
mouse, yeah, click on it. Yes, yes. And below that, you will get an option of the access my device clipboard. Click on it. Sorry. Access my, below that.
Yeah, yeah, that one. Clipboard, yeah.
Yeah, click on the that one as well.
Yeah.
And after that, you can, at the very top, can you see possible scam detected? At the very top.
Yeah, right there, yes.
Yeah, on the right-hand side of it, you will see there is little arrow pointing upward or downward. Try to click on the down arrow.
Yeah.
Click on it.
Yeah, it says possible scam detected.
Yeah, on the right hand side of it, you will see there is a two little arrow up or down. Click on the down arrow.
Yeah, I've done that, and it's somebody. It just says possible scam detected.
That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, alright. You can do one thing, you can click on the yellow sign. Let me show you the picture.
Okay, yeah.
And you need to type in the Google, G for golf.
Big or small?
It doesn't matter, ma'am. Doesn't matter.
G, yeah.
Yeah, then E for England.
Yeah.
E for England again.
Mm-hmm.
K for kilo.
Mm-hmm.
T for tango. Y for Yankee.
Yes.
P for Peter.
P for Peter. Yes.
Yeah, then E for England.
Yes.
And R for Romeo.
Yes.
Yeah. Then what are the options have you got, ma'am?
You want me to enter that?
Yes. Click on press enter, ma'am. Press enter.
Yes. And then it says geek type.
Yeah, below that you will get an option over there, SCP. Click on SCP. SCP.
SCP.
Yeah, click on it.
Yes.
And after that, have a look on the right-hand side, ma'am. On the right-hand side, you will see there is a 5 green color folder.
Yes.
You need to give a click on the last folder, which is called All Scripts. Click on the All Scripts.
Yes.
And when you click on the All Script, you will get so many folder. And apart from that, you need to click on Stop Seeing This Ad. Stop seeing this ad.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah, first of all, click on stop seeing this ad, ma'am.
Wait, let me go just make sure I'm in the right place.
Yeah.
Oh, stop seeing this ad, yes.
Yeah, click on it, then click on not interested in this ad. First of all, click on stop seeing this ad, then click on not
right
interested.
Ad. Yeah, okay.
Not interested.
Not interested in this ad.
Ad, right. Then you will get so many folder on your screen. You need to give a click on the second line, second folder, which is called QueryDB. Second line, second folder, QueryDB.
Yeah,
click on QueryDB. And after clicking on QueryDB, you will see there is something is loading, searching database or Interpol database.
It's not going to let me do it. It's going to move with the arrow.
Click anywhere first. Click anywhere.
Yeah.
Then click on QueryDB.
Query.
And can
searching
you see
database.
Yes. And can you see there is a picture of a man?
Yeah, I don't know. He looks bad.
Try to remember, might be sometimes he was roaming outside your house just to connect to your internet to get inside in your computer. Or might be he used to work with you. Do you know this man personally or physically, ma'am?
No. It's got his name there too.
Yeah, he's using a fake name. He looks like a Russian, I think, right?
Yeah, he does.
You never seen this man before?
No.
Okay, right. Let me tell you, ma'am, actually, this is the man, this is the hacker who is using your internet line from the different location. And you know what, ma'am? What he is trying to do through the internet, he is trying to get inside in your computer. And whatever the online activities you do over the internet, like email, shopping, Facebook, banking, or whatever the documentaries, photos, videos you have saved in your computer, this man, this hacker is trying to hack all your personal data and personal information out. Right.
Okay.
And how we will come to know that, ma'am, because I got an email from NCA department. Since last 2 days, they are trying to trust this man, but they are far into your networking lines, madam. And as you know very well that the hackers are very smart. They're using a very highly advanced technology just to get our customer information.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So you can do one thing, ma'am. Right now, what I will do, I'm going to send an email to NCA department that you don't know this man, okay? You don't need to worry. You can do one thing, close this page and come back to your home screen, ma'am. Come to your normal home screen.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
Yes. If you don't know him, you can close.
I'm just showing my husband his face.
If you want, you can show him, please.
That's the hacker. Ask him back to home.
Ask him that, does he know him?
No, do you know that person?
No.
No.
He also don't know.
No.
By the way, ma'am, your husband also used the internet?
No, he doesn't.
You only use it. Okay, no problem. I'm going to send an email to NCA department that you don't know this man, okay?
No, I don't, definitely. So they're onto him, are they?
I'm sorry?
Are they trying to catch him?
Yeah, our team is trying to tell the live location of the hacker. We are trying our level best because you know what, ma'am, these hackers are very smart. Each and every day they change their name and they change their identity. Right.
Yes.
But our team is working hard, National Crime Authority, just to catch this kind of criminal. Because you know what, ma'am, this hacker is not bothering you only. This hacker is bothering all of our customer nowadays.
Yes.
And you know, not this man only, ma'am. Actually, they have a group. They have a group of people. Not only he is doing this. They have a teammate who also using it, madam.
Okay,
no problem. Let's start the security. You need to open the activity monitor. Open the activity monitor. Which you minimize the thing. And check the graph is moving, ma'am, or is this?
It's still moving.
It is still moving. Okay, alright. Actually, the thing is that, ma'am, right now the security wire is working slowly. Just because more than 5,000 hacking files are running inside it. 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
So by the help of this graph, we are deleting all the hacking files from your system, and we are starting.
What? That's in mine.
Yeah, into your router, madam. 5000. And by the help of that hacking files, what they are trying to do, ma'am, they are trying to get into your router services so that they can stop all the major services and they can easily access your internet. Alright. So you don't need to worry about it, ma'am. Right now we are activating a firewall in order to block all the hacker. You don't need to worry about it. Once it will be successfully activated, all of the hacker will block from there and nobody is going to take control, nobody is going to hack your system because we are activating a firewall for lifetime, okay? And I have a good news for now, ma'am. I got an email to our high department, to National Crime Authority. One of our senior security officer of NCA wants to talk to you right now. Might be, ma'am, he's going to ask any query about the hacker, like, you know, that man, or have you ever shared any of your details to anybody? This type of query, you need to answer them only, okay?
Okay.
So, for now, ma'am, I'm still working. You can leave your computer as it is because still the work is going on. And what I will do, ma'am, I'm going to make this call connect to NCA department, to National Crime Authority. After that, one of our officer, his name is Mr. John Williams. He wants to talk to you. All right. After that, he will let you know what he has to do, okay?
Okay. Now, am I finished with you now?
Yeah, yeah. I'm still working. You can stay on the line, ma'am. I'm still working. I'm going to just connect this call to NCA department, to our department. After that, one of our officers will let you know what we are going to do for you, okay?
Okay. Now, will he ring on the mobile?
No, you can stay on the line. I'm going to directly transfer this call.
Oh, you can get it. Okay.
Yes.
Right.
I'm going to transfer this call directly to NCA. Okay?
Okay.
And thank you very much, Mrs. Knight, for giving me all of your precious time. You have given me a lot of your time. So thank you very much. And thank you for cooperating with me. Without your cooperation, I'm not able to provide you a security. You have done a lot with me. All right. So
did you find out about this from people who are in this area complaining?
Yes, ma'am. While we are monitoring our customer internet line, we have been found that more than 300 customers become of the victim of the same problem. Not only you.
Okay.
All right. And so that is the reason we are calling each and everyone right now.
All right.
So thank you very much, Mrs. Knight, for giving me for giving me a lot of your time. Now you can stay on the line. I'm going to transfer this call to NCA department. After that, Mr. John Williams, we'll let you know what you have to do, okay?
So when I talk to him, can I hang up?
He will let you know, madam, all right?
Okay, all right.
You can stay on the line. I'm going to transfer this call to NCA.
Okay, all right, okay.
Thank you, Mrs. Knight. Stay on the line, please.
Hello?
Hello, yes?
Hi, madam. A very good morning. This is John Williams, and I work for the National Crime Authority. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Yes.
Sounds lovely. I do believe you were speaking to one of my colleagues, am I right?
Yes, I was. Yes.
And did he explain you the reason of this call?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. And did he show you all the problem which is happening and you was not aware of?
I wasn't aware of it happening, but he told me that there's been 5,000 hackers.
Yeah, actually.
Getting into my router. Yes.
No, not 5,000 hackers, okay? Actually, 5,000 hacking links are getting downloaded from the internet inside your computer. And just because of that, ma'am, your internet IP address, that means your internet network, got compromised with some of the online hackers. And just because they got the access of your internet line, they are trying to sneak inside your devices as well, like your computer, iPad, mobile phone, whatever it is connected, they are trying to get inside it. And whatever the online activities you are doing over the internet, like email, Facebook, shopping, banking, they are trying to have all your personal information and your personal data, okay?
Okay.
And if they will misuse any of your details for any illegal activities, then according to our government law, you might face some legal problem in future because this internet line is registered under your name and the hackers are using your identity for their crime, okay? This is why we contacted you and we need to provide you a complete firewall security in order to remove the hacker from your computer and internet. And that firewall is also going to protect your online activities like your email, Facebook, shopping, banking, everything. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
already the firewall secured, like the firewall security work is updating. It is started updating, okay?
Yes.
Now, could you please let me know, did my colleague shown you the picture of the hacker?
He has, yes.
And do you know that man personally
no.
or physically?
No, never seen him.
You never seen that man before?
No.
Might be you have noticed sometimes he is roaming outside your house just to connect
no.
your Wi-Fi on his mobile phone.
I think he looks like a Russian.
Yeah. So you have...
No, I've never seen anyone like him. No.
Okay. Have you ever noticed sometimes any unknown car parked outside your house and somebody was sitting inside it?
No, not really. No.
Okay, actually we have found that man, he is the boss of the hacker. Total 5 hackers we have found, and out of 5 we have found one picture of the hacker which we already shown you, and he is all the he is the boss of all the hacker, and all of them are working together. He looks like
mm-hmm.
a Russian, and he is trying to hack your entire system, madam, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you don't need to worry, we already securing your email website, shopping website and banking website so that they will be removed from there and only you can access your activities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have any idea what exactly he is trying to do with your details?
Well, if he gets in, I guess if he can get into my banking and that sort of thing.
Yeah, actually, mostly he is using your online banking for money laundering. Are you aware of that?
I haven't seen any money come through my account, though.
Actually, these hackers are very smart. They are not trying to take out your hard-earned money, because if they will try to take out your hard-earned money, then you will get to know your money is missing and something is wrong with your account, right?
Yeah, I keep an eye on that pretty closely.
Yeah,
and,
as I told you, Yeah, as I told you, they are not trying to take out your hard-earned money. Let me ask you, do you have any idea what is money laundering is?
Yeah, well, it's criminal money. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I believe you know very well, according to our government law, money laundering is a crime. It is illegal in our country, correct?
Yeah.
So what exactly these hackers are trying to do, ma'am, they are putting some black money into your account. Black money means like a drugs money and prostitution's money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They are laundering some black money into your account, and by the help of your account, they are converting all that black money into white money. Then after that, they are transferring that money into their account. This is called money laundering. They are not paying taxes to our government, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you have not seen any unknown transaction in your banking statement,
no,
right?
No, I haven't. No.
So think logically, if they are doing a transaction with your account, then why it is not showing in your statement?
What then?
If they are doing a transaction with your account for money laundering, then why it is not showing on your statement?
Well, I haven't seen it.
Okay, do one thing. Go ahead and log in into your online banking. Let me show you something.
Okay.
Have you done?
Okay.
Are you logged in?
Yes.
Okay. Now listen to me very carefully. As I told you, they are using your account for money laundering. They are putting a black money into your account, and by the help of your account, they are converting all that black money
yes,
into white
yes,
money. Then they are
yes.
taking back that money into their account from your account. So that means there is a possibility they are added already into your account. That means they are already added into your payee list. Do you know how to check your payee list?
Not really.
Okay, go to the payment option, payments.
Mm-hmm.
Click on make
yes.
a payment.
Yes.
Now select, can you see there is an option at the top, okay? First of all, where you can see from, you need to select your main account. Can you see from?
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, select your account.
Yep. Yeah, I'm in it anyway, yes. Oh, you mean, oh, no, I know what you mean. From, where's that? Got it.
Select your main account. Now just scroll down.
Yes.
Okay, go to the top, okay, where you, go to the top.
Mm.
Now, where you can see, select payee or type to search, click on that at the top, okay, select payee or type to search, the first box.
Or payee, yeah.
Yeah, no, select payee, click on that box.
Oh, that one, yeah, okay. Yeah, no. Then it's got the
ones right. Yeah, these are all your payees. Just check any unknown payee is in there, added in there, check it. Any unknown account?
There's a few there.
Check it, please. Yeah, click on accept, madam. Ma'am, hold on. What do you see? Hold on. What do you see on your screen? Don't touch anything.
It says the security warning.
Yeah, give a click on I am aware and accept. I am aware and accept.
Yeah.
Have we done?
And I'll do it again. Now it's right. Then it's got a number and an accept or dismiss.
Click on accept.
And then it's got a number, 957, whatever.
Yeah, minimize it. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Okay. Now.
Now, just check all your payee list once again. Is there any unknown account added in there? Just check it, madam. Erase it.
No, I'm not sure that one.
You don't know that account?
Not anyone that says yeah.
See, ma'am, as I told you, so many unknown account added into your payee list, and they are transferred.
Take it out.
Yeah, I will remove it. Okay. First of all, you do one thing. Have a look. Extremely top in the middle, you can see personal profile, personal banking.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, give a click on that.
Yes.
Now, select your business account, madam.
Yes.
Click on the business account.
Yeah, I have,
Ma'am, you need to click on it, the second one, not your business, like personal account. Click on the business banking. Click on that.
Oh, business banking,
Yeah, click on it.
Yeah.
This is your business account, right, Mel?
Oh, that's a church account, yeah.
This is your church account?
Yeah, and my husband's spending money. There's nothing in it at the moment.
No, like it is a church account, madam, right?
Yeah.
So who is the authorized person of this account?
Me and another lady, yeah.
Okay, all right. Then once again, give a click on that business banking at the top.
Business hub, is that it?
No, above that, can you see business banking?
Yeah.
Then click on that.
Yeah.
Now give a click on the third one, women's golf. Click on that.
Yeah.
Whose account? Yeah, whose account is this, madam?
It's Women's Golf, and I was the treasurer. I'm not anymore, but I'm still there. Yeah.
So who is the authorized person of this account?
A lady named Robin Hall.
And you also, right?
Yep.
So, like, suppose if you are making a payment from this account, how many authorization is required?
Only one, but if it's a new person, you have to get a code.
And who get the code? Who get?
At the moment, I've got a little code machine that you put in, but otherwise it'll have to come on your phone.
Okay, all right. Now you need to check your pay list again in that account as well. Click on payments. Click on make
a
payment.
I might know all of these now. I'll have a fair idea. Hold on.
Scroll down a little bit. First of all, scroll down. Scroll down.
Yes.
Okay, hold on, madam. Go to top.
Yes.
Now, click where you can see select payee, click on that box.
Yes.
Now, just check one by one. Is there any unknown account over there? Check it one by one.
Does it pay anyone there, too? That was what you took out of the other one.
Yeah, just check it one by one, ma'am.
Yeah, there's only that pay anyone. I don't recognize that.
All right, okay, just wait. Just wait, ma'am. All right, ma'am. So you don't know this account, right, madam?
No, it is came up in mine and came up in the golf one.
Okay, all right. We need to remove this hacker, this account, ma'am. This is the account of the hacker, and they are converting the black money. They are transferring the black money from your account to this account, madam, without your knowledge and without your permission.
It's got Reserve Bank of Australia.
Yeah, they are actually, the hackers are very close to you. They are living nearby you, ma'am, okay, within a kilometer or a couple of kilometers away from you, not more than that, okay?
Okay.
And could you please let me know, ma'am, like, how far your local branch is, your bank?
About 6 kilometers. Maybe 3 kilometers.
And how often you go to your branch?
Very seldom, because I do online banking.
So you never visit your branch, regularly, right?
No, not regularly. I probably was there a month ago.
Okay, all right. And you don't have any idea how the hacker got all your banking details, correct?
No.
Okay, now let me tell you something. I believe you know very well, because of the COVID-19 and lockdown, most of the bank employees was working from home that time. You remember?
Yeah, they were, yeah.
And still some of the employees are working from home, okay? So what happened with you, one of your bank employees sold your banking information to the hacker, and this is how the hacker got all your banking details.
Okay.
And whatever the transactions the hackers are doing with your account for money laundering, your bank employee is not updating those transactions in your banking statement. That's the reason you won't be able to see any unknown transaction over there. Okay? And in order to help the hacker, your bank employee is getting a huge amount of money from the hackers. All right?
Okay.
How we got to know about all these things that the bank employees are involved in this? Because you are not the only one who is the victim of this problem. In your locality, more than 2,000 customers, and in our country, total more than 400,000 customers are become a victim of same problem, and we are calling each and everyone and providing them a security. Okay? And from last couple of months, we already caught near about 180 hackers, and out of 180, 30 was bank employee. Some employee work for Westpac.
Really?
Some work, yeah, some work for Commonwealth, some work for St. George, some work for Bendigo. So many bank employees are doing this. Okay? But you don't need to worry in this investigation, okay? Westpac head office, we are working together. They knew everything. We are working together just to catch all the hackers and the bank employee as well. Okay? I need your cooperation because you are the victim of the hacker. So without your help and support, I won't be able to find the hacker where exactly they are located and won't be able to put them behind the bars.
Right.
Okay? All right. You do one thing, ma'am. All right? You just scroll down the page a little bit. Scroll it down.
Okay.
And where is that security device, ma'am, which you have got the in order to generate the code? Where is that device?
It's not there. I've got it's in my drawer on my desk.
Get it, please.
Got an
it is required. Yeah, get it, please. It is required.
Okay. The number's not on it now.
No. You don't have to do right now. Just look on your computer. You will get a security warning. Give a click on I am aware and accept. Click on I am aware and accept.
Yeah, I've just got to get the tweet. Yeah.
Click on accept.
Yep.
Okay, now just wait. Okay, can you see, ma'am, there is a little box and there is a number on it?
Up the top on the
Yeah, and below that, can you see possible scam detected?
Yeah, possible scam detected, yeah.
Yeah, and below that, can you see permission?
Yeah.
Click on permission.
Yeah.
Click on, just click on control my device, keyboard and mouse, click on that box.
Yeah.
Now click on enable privacy mode.
Yes.
Click on that.
Yes.
Click on access my device clipboard.
Yes.
Okay, let me check it is working or not. Hold on. Minimize it now. Minimize it. Minimize that.
Okay.
Okay. Now have a look, ma'am. You can see your banking page now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to remove the hacker from your bank account so in order to protect your account so that they won't be able to use your banking anymore for any illegal activities. Okay, now can you see your daily limit over there?
Can you see
this? This is the tough one. Do you want me in my personal one?
No. I'm going to secure all of your one, okay? All of
okay,
your account,
so
okay?
The daily limit is...
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Scroll down.
Oh, yeah, $1,500.
Yeah, can you see increase your payment limit option over there?
Yes.
Click on that.
Yes. Now.
Okay, hold on. Do not touch anything. Hold on. Now, can you see a view limit for Dulce Kite? No. Can you see that?
No.
Ma'am, what do you see right now? Don't touch anything, please.
All right, yeah. I can say Dulce Knight administrator.
Yeah, click on that. Yeah, click on Dulce Knight. Click on that.
Yes. It's not going to do anything.
Click on the arrow, madam. Arrow.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Yeah, and then it's got Dulce Knight and Robin Hoare.
So Robin Hoare,
who is? He's actual treasurer on the assistant. Oh, was.
Sorry?
She's the actual treasurer of this committee.
Okay. And so if you will make any payment from this account, it need two authorization or one authorization?
Only one.
That's
decided by the committee, yeah. But if it was a large amount, they would get to... And I think it's a limit of $200 or something like that.
Sorry, I didn't get you.
A limit of $200, and otherwise they have to get permission.
Okay, all right. If you will make a payment of more than $200, it requires 2-person authorization, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I got you. And okay, do one thing, ma'am. Scroll up the page. Scroll it up.
Mm-hmm.
No, first of all, do one thing, ma'am. Click any empty place of that boxes, like a white box, area in white area. Click outside that. No, you are not getting my point. From your mouse, okay? From your mouse, click. In the white area.
Here.
Now scroll up. No,
yeah,
you are not
doing it. Hang on, I've got to change it sometimes.
Ma'am, you don't have to. Listen, ma'am, you don't. Ma'am, from your mouse, okay? From your mouse.
Yeah, from the mouse, yeah.
Click outside that box where you can see Dulce Knight, okay? Click outside that box from your mouse.
Yes.
Click outside that box. On the right side, listen, on the right side, you can see some empty place, white area, correct?
Mm. Mm.
Click on the white area first from your mouse.
Yes, yes.
No, do it once again. Do it once again, ma'am.
Yes, yes.
Where are you clicking?
Outside the box in the white area.
Now go to the top. No, it is not working, madam.
No, it's not.
Okay, click on select user. Click on that. Select the user.
Yep.
Now try to scroll up. Go to the top of the page.
Yeah, it's going. Yeah, it's up
there. It's going, right? Okay. Now, at the top, ma'am, where you can see women's golf, business banking, click on that.
Yes.
Now, give a click on... Griffith Business Banking, click on that.
Yes. That's where we are anyway, yes.
No, click on the Griffith Business Banking, madam. Not the woman's
goal. Oh, okay, yes. All right.
Click on that.
Got it.
Click on it, ma'am, the third one.
The third one? The Presbyterian Women, that one?
Yes.
Yep.
Now, whose account is this, ma'am?
That's It's a PWA. It's a women's account.
And
that's not connected to internet banking.
Okay, all right, I got you. Okay, give a click on that once again, Griffith Presbyterian Women's. Click on that.
Yes.
Now, give a click on the Women's Golf account once again.
Yes. Yes.
Now, give a click on Payments.
Yes.
Now, where you can see select payee, ma'am, click on that.
Yep.
Scroll down slowly.
That's that pay anyone?
No, scroll down slowly. Like, so many payees are there, okay? Scroll it down slowly.
If I don't recognize them, I'll tell you. That's all.
Okay. Now we checked your business account. Now we are going to check your personal account as well. So give a click on the business banking once again at the top and select your personal one.
Yes.
Okay. Now this is your main account, right, madam?
Yes.
Okay. Now give a click on payment option once again. Payments.
Yes.
And for this account, ma'am, you got a security device, and by the help of that, you can generate a code. For this account, you got as well?
Only if it's more than whatever my X is down the bottom.
Sorry?
I only have to get a... Oh, no, that's not right. Only if it's someone I haven't paid before, I have to get a security code.
Okay, all right. You do one thing, give a click on payment limit, click on that.
Okay. Yes?
Click on change. No, you are making a mistake, ma'am. Click outside. Yeah. Click outside, ma'am.
Yep. Oh. Yeah.
Click on change your limit, click on that. Change your limit.
Yeah, where is that though?
You are making a mistake, ma'am.
Yeah,
why are you clicking on date?
Wait a minute, like get rid of it there now. What do you want me to do?
Click on change your limit.
Yes.
Yeah, click on that.
Okay. Yes?
Now, scroll down. Scroll down, madam.
Yeah,
hold on.
Yes.
Now, can you see your limit is 1,500 and next
yes.
to that, there is an option, update my day.
Yes.
Yeah, click
yes.
on that. Now, erase it from there. Erase 1500.
Yes, erase it, yes.
Yeah, erase it and put in there the security number. I'm giving you 20.
Yes.
00.
And what's that?
It is looking like a 20,000, but actually we are not updating anything, okay? You just click on save.
You could take all my money.
Ma'am, you can check your balance, madam. If you
okay.
are thinking...
Okay, alright then, click on save, yeah.
Now, what do you see?
I see it need a security code.
Yeah, check your mobile number, you got a text message.
Yep. So, do I put the security code in?
Yes.
I hope this is all good.
It is, ma'am. Don't worry, this call is being recorded and you are talking to the NCA, National Crime Authority. We are the cyber cops, ma'am. We work for the government.
3, 5, 4. Yeah, okay.
Put in there the code.
I'm just doing it. Just a minute. Okay, and then authorize. Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, authorized.
Are you there?
Are you there? Yes, yes.